This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to stay in patient hearing mode when a difficult person escalates mid-conversation. Keep listening when everything in you wants to shut down or fight back. In short, patient hearing mode is your ability to keep genuinely listening when someone escalates, and it collapses precisely when you need it most. Staying in it is not about willpower. It requires grounding your body, catching your reactive thoughts before they take over, and signalling presence to the other person even as their temperature rises. Escalation triggers a physical threat response that shuts listening down before you notice it happening. The steps in this article give you a way back into patient hearing, even mid-storm. A self-check tool at the end helps you hold the skill under the most difficult conditions. Definition: patient hearing mode is the sustained practice of staying fully present and genuinely receptive while another person speaks, even when they escalate, become emotionally charged, or repeat themselves. It means your listening holds its shape under pressure, rather than collapsing into defense or withdrawal. When the listening breaks down, you had every intention of listening well. The conversation started calmly enough, then something shifted. Their voice rose, their words got sharper. And somewhere in the space between their escalation and your response, the patient hearing you had planned for simply vanished. I have been in that chair more times than I can count. A conversation I thought I had prepared returns into something I no longer recognize, and the composure I walked in with dissolves in about 30 seconds. The other person is not done talking, but I have already stopped hearing them. I am calculating my defense, or watching the door, or running through everything they have said that I believe is wrong. That is the specific problem this article addresses. Not how to listen when things are easy. How to stay in patient hearing mode when a difficult person escalates and the pull toward shutdown or retaliation is at its strongest. You will leave here with a working process, a clear sequence of steps, and a tool you can use before the next conversation begins. Why staying present under escalation is genuinely difficult. Here is the truth of it: the moment someone escalates, your body interprets it as threat. Raised voices, sharp words, sudden intensity, all of these register in your nervous system before your conscious mind has time to process them. As the amygdala hijack takes hold, your capacity for open, receptive listening shrinks. The brain shifts resources toward self-protection. Patient hearing requires the very qualities, openness, curiosity, stillness, that threat response dismantles. This is not weakness. It is biology. The mistake is believing you can override it through good intentions alone. You cannot will yourself into staying present under escalation. You need a process your body and mind can follow when the pressure peaks. There's also a second difficulty that rarely gets named. When someone escalates, they often say things in a way that obscures what they actually need. The volume and the sharpness become the foreground, and the real concern behind them becomes harder to find. Staying in patient hearing mode means listening past the delivery to find the substance, and that takes real skill and real preparation. What needs to be in place before the conversation starts? No process for staying in patient hearing mode under escalation works without one precondition: you must know your triggers before you walk in. Every person has them. The phrase that makes you bristle, the tone that sets something off, the accusation you find hardest to sit with. If you do not name these in advance, escalation will find them for you, and you will be reacting before you realize it. Take 10 minutes before a difficult conversation to ask yourself what is most likely to pull me out of listening mode. Write it down. Decide now, not in the moment, how you will respond when it arrives. If you are dealing with someone whose escalation patterns you already know, this preparation becomes even more important. Recognizing that if they raise their voice you're going to feel dismissed, and deciding in advance that you will take a breath before responding, is not a small thing. It is the ground the whole process stands on. The six-step process for holding patient hearing through escalation. Step 1. Catch the physical signal before it becomes reactive behavior. Escalation lands in your body before it lands in your mind. Your jaw tightens, your breathing shortens, your chest closes up. These are the early signals that patient hearing is under pressure. Your job in this step is to notice them before they drive behavior. This is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about creating a half second of space between stimulus and response. When you feel the physical shift, name it internally: my chest is tight, or my breathing has changed. That act of naming alone interrupts the automatic slide toward reactivity. It is brief, but it is the first step that makes every other step possible. Step 2. Ground your body so your mind can follow. Once you have caught the signal, ground yourself physically, feet flat on the floor, a slow breath out, longer than the breath in. If you are standing, feel the weight in your heels. These are not techniques to perform for the other person. They are ways to regulate your nervous system so it can support listening rather than override it. This takes seconds. Nobody in the room needs to see it happen. But the difference between attempting to listen with a flooded nervous system and attempting to listen with a regulated one is enormous. You are preparing the conditions patient hearing needs to survive. Step 3. Decide to hear what is under the escalation. When someone escalates, the loudest thing in the room is usually not the most important thing. The raised voice, the accusation, the repetition, these are often the container for something more specific, a fear, a frustration, a need they do not know how to name clearly. Your job in this step is to decide, actively, to listen for that underlying message. This decision is not automatic. You have to make it in real time, even as the escalation continues. Ask yourself internally, what is this person actually trying to tell me? What concern is driving this? That quiet question reorients your attention from defending against the delivery to understanding the content. It is one of the most powerful redirects available in a difficult conversation, and it costs you nothing but a moment of intention. Step 4. Use your body language to signal that you are still present. People who are escalating often do so because they believe they are not being heard. When you show physical signs of withdrawal, leaning back, folding your arms, dropping eye contact, you confirm that belief, and the escalation deepens. Staying in patient hearing mode requires signaling presence, not just maintaining it internally. Lean forward slightly. Maintain steady, relaxed eye contact without staring. Keep your hands open and still. Nod when something registers. None of this requires you to agree with what is being said. It requires you to demonstrate that you are receiving it. When the other person can see you're still in the conversation, the room temperature often drops, even before you have said a single word in response. If you are managing a situation where a team member has sat down during a difficult conversation, you will recognize how significant this kind of physical presence becomes. The same principle applies in reverse. Your open posture holds the door open for the other person to come back through. Step 5. Reflect back without interpreting, judging, or defending. When you do speak, your first job is not to respond. It is to reflect. This means feeding back what you've heard in plain language, without commentary, without correction, without your own position attached. Not because you agree, but because the other person needs to know their words have actually landed. Try something like, "What I'm hearing is that you feel like your concerns have been ignored for months, and this situation is the point where it became too much to carry." That is a reflection, not a concession. It shows you were listening. It also gives the other person a chance to correct what you heard, which often releases pressure faster than any argument would. Avoid the trap of paraphrasing with a buried counterargument, as in, "So what you're saying is X, but I think you have missed that is not patient hearing." That is defense wearing the clothes of listening. Keep the reflection clean. Your own position can come later, once the other person feels genuinely heard. For specific language to use and avoid in these moments, the article on common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy is worth your time. Step 6. Hold the pause after you reflect. After you reflect, stop. Do not immediately add your own view. Do not soften it with a pivot. Hold the silence and let what you have said land. This pause is one of the hardest things to practice because silence under tension feels unbearable and the urge to fill it is strong. But the pause does real work. It gives the other person space to feel heard rather than processed. It slows the emotional tempo of the conversation, and it gives you a moment to check whether patient hearing mode is still intact or whether the next thing you say will come from reactivity rather than genuine presence. A pause of even 3 to 5 seconds after a reflection changes the character of the conversation. Trust it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Adapting this process for remote conversations. When escalation happens on a video call, the process above still applies, that the feedback loop between you and the other person is narrowed. You cannot feel the room. The other person cannot fully read your body language. The delay in audio, the flatness of the screen, these erode the natural signals of presence that help de-escalate a conversation in person. In a remote setting, your verbal signals carry more weight. Where you might not in person, you need to say I hear you or keep going occasionally, not constantly, but enough that the other person knows the connection is live. Use the person's name more deliberately. Briefly summarize what you have heard before they lose confidence that the signal is getting through. Also, resist the urge to turn off your camera when the conversation gets hard. Switching off your video during escalation reads as withdrawal. Even if that is not your intention, staying visible is a form of patient hearing in a remote context. Understanding the deeper patterns behind why these moments escalate so quickly on distributed teams is worth exploring to the signs of amygdala hijack destroying team synergy in real time. Where patient hearing goes wrong mid-conversation. These are the three failures I have watched most often, including in myself. The mistake. You confuse staying quiet with staying present. Why it happens. Silence feels like patience, so it reads to use patient hearing. What to do instead? Check whether you're still tracking what is being said, or simply waiting for your turn. Patient hearing requires active internal engagement, not just closed lips. The mistake. You reflect back, then immediately attach your own position. Why it happens? You want to show you heard them, but you also want to make your point before the moment passes. What to do instead? Finish the reflection fully, hold the pause, and wait for the other person to acknowledge it before you move to your own position. The conversation will hold your point. You do not need to rush it in. The mistake. You try to de-escalate by redirecting the topic too early. Why it happens? The escalated content feels unproductive, and you want to move towards resolution. What to do instead? Let the person land fully on what is driving the escalation before you shift the direction. Redirecting too early confirms their fear that you are not truly listening. For the right moment and method to gently redirect, the approach for de-escalating team conflict without losing what matters gives good guidance on timing. When someone reacts with defensiveness rather than escalation, the same patient hearing principles apply, but the texture changes. The guidance on responding when a team member reacts defensively to feedback covers that particular variation in detail. Your patient hearing self-check. Use it before and during. Print this or keep it where you can find it before a difficult conversation. Run through it mentally when you feel escalation beginning. Before the conversation. Number 1. Have I named my most likely trigger for this specific person or situation? Number 2. Have I decided in advance how I will respond if they escalate? Number 3. Do I have a single grounding phrase ready? Something I can say that will slow the pace and buy me a breath during the conversation when escalation begins. Number 1. Can I feel the physical signal in my body? Have I named it to myself? Number 2. Am I still tracking what they are actually saying? Or have I shifted into defense? Number 3. Is my body language still signaling presence? Or have I begun to close? Number 4. Have I reflected back clearly and without commentary? Number 5. Did I hold the pause after the reflection? Or did I immediately fill the silence? After the conversation breaks down and you need to repair it. Number 1. Acknowledge the break without self-blame. Say, I lost the thread there. Can you say that again? I want to hear it properly. Number 2. Return to step 3 of the process. Decide again to hear what is underneath the escalation. Starting the conversation well in the first place reduces how often you need to recover from mid-conversation breakdown. The article on how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking team synergy addresses exactly that. The ground you stand on. Patient hearing mode is not a natural gift some people have and others do not. It is a practice, and like any practice, it is weakest exactly when the pressure is highest, at the start. The steps in this article give you a process to follow when the pull toward reactivity is strongest. You will lose patient hearing mode sometimes. That is not failure. It is information. Every time you notice where it broke down, you have a clear picture of what to prepare for next time. The skill builds in the spaces between the hard conversations through preparation, reflection, and the willingness to go back in. This much I know for certain: the person who can stay genuinely present when someone escalates has a capability most people never develop. It earns trust in ways that no amount of clever talking can replicate. Patient hearing mode is hard, specific, and learnable. Start with one conversation. Apply the process. See what holds. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing mode? Patient hearing mode is the practice of staying fully present and genuinely receptive while another person speaks, even when they escalate, repeat themselves, or become emotionally charged. It means your listening does not collapse under pressure and you resist the urge to defend, redirect, or shut down. How do you stay in patient hearing mode when someone is yelling? Stay in patient hearing mode by grounding your body first, feet flat, breath slow. Name what you're hearing without matching their energy. Say something like, I can hear this matters a great deal to you. This acknowledges the emotion without inflaming it, giving the conversation room to settle. Why does patient hearing break down when someone escalates? Patient hearing breaks down under escalation because your nervous system interprets raised voices and sharp language as threat. Your brain shifts toward self-protection, making it harder to stay open and curious. The instinct to defend yourself or shut the conversation down overtakes the intention to listen. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying quiet? Staying quiet is passive. Patient hearing is active. It means tracking what the person is actually saying, noticing the emotion underneath the words, and signaling that you are present. A person in patient hearing mode is processing and engaging, not simply waiting for their turn to speak. Can patient hearing mode be practiced before a difficult conversation? Yes, and it should be. Before a high-stakes conversation, name your likely triggers and decide in advance how you will respond to escalation. Rehearse a single grounding phrase you can use to stay present. The more you prepare your state before the conversation, the less escalation will knock you off course. How do you rebuild patient hearing after you've lost it mid-conversation? Acknowledge the break without self-punishment. You might say, I lost the thread there. Can you say that again? I want to hear it properly. This repairs the moment, signals respect for the other person, and resets your own listening without requiring the conversation to start over. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.